brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Shiro!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, everybody!
Welcome, welcome!
To the last... the last installment for this year. As much as it pains us, but obviously we are back. We are back, right? We're just going to be gone for, like, you know, just a couple of days.
Yeah, just a little bit.
You know, but we are here in the festive season, back again. It is the And we are back with a special show.
Yeah.
So obviously football has been, quite quiet, right?
Yeah.
We saw some games last week, but it's not enough.
It's not enough. It's never enough.
Yes, we are approaching, starting from next week, we are going to be in the transfer window season.
Yeah.
Transfer window will be open. Our coaches are going to be getting, some of our coaches, because my coach is very sensitive when it comes to like transfer. every now and again he'll blow like 100 million on a Jack Grealish, you know, something random like that, but mostly he's quite picky about his transfers, you know. So other coaches, like your coach, how does Emery
like
do
I haven't yet seen him in full force in terms of, you know, when we're talking about transfers. I mean, this past season we brought in Benjamin Sesko.
Ooh.
We brought in the likes of Brian Wemo, nice. Mateus Cunha,
nice,
which I think are really good signings.
No, definitely.
They were not his number one picks. They were not all his number one picks, if I may say. Like, you look at the likes of Brian Wemo, I'd say maybe he's up there. Not exactly sure if he was his number one pick. Mm. Benjamin Sesko was definitely not Ruben Amorim's number one pick. However,
he is a
good alternative. To obviously, we wanted to look at getting Victor Gyökeres, but Arsenal managed to win that.
Childhood
and
club.
You know, I'd prefer that you'd rather have someone who wants to be there than Victor Gyökeres, who's been supporting Arsenal to come to United. Yeah, I don't think that's you'll have another Garnacho situation, you know, with his Chelsea t-shirt.
Shout out to Garnacho, also signed by Chelsea this past window.
Window was actually low-key crazy.
Like, people were saying it felt like a FIFA transfer window.
Yeah.
Like, who would have seen Donnarumma to Man City?
That is actually mental. Like, I was thinking about that yesterday.
That's like a FIFA one.
I was looking at, like, the Premier League stuff and, you know, I looked at Gianluigi Donnarumma on Man City squad and I thought about what happened.
It's so weird, bro. That one is actually like a proper like FIFA one.
Yeah.
Because I mean, City normally goes for these guys that can play with their feet.
Yeah.
They don't normally. He's more of like.
He's a traditional goalkeeper.
Yeah, like De Gea type, you know.
Yeah. Short stopper.
Yeah, short stopper, crazy big tall guy.
Yeah.
And then obviously PSG winning the UEFA, you would expect it, like the team is intact.
Yeah.
No one's leaving. You know, we're gonna do this again, and then boom. 50 million Man City. What?
Bro.
Crazy, crazy stuff. So we've seen crazy deals like that.
Yeah.
And now it is that time again. January can also be a season like where it can also be a time when like players go on loan.
Yeah.
We've seen lots of speculation about Endrick going to Lyon potentially for a one season loan.
Yeah.
So there's some hectic stuff. So let us know. What do you want to see from your team? And obviously we shared briefly last week. What kinds of signings we'd like to see. I said a right back potentially would be nice to have in City. And like one more midfield maestro type player to replace Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah.
You know, and DJ Gloire, you said...
I remember one of the things that I mentioned was the midfield.
Yes.
And
yes.
I said I wanted to boost in the midfield.
And you said Bruno Kwan.
And I said we should get rid of Bruno Fernandes.
hot take.
Since then, you know, I've had time to reflect. I still believe that he can go. I won't throw my toys out the cot or kick and scream. If he goes, it's not a train smash. because hopefully Saudi, then we can get some good money for him. You know, 100 million will sit nice in our transfer account, and we can get potentially two players out of that. 100 million is a lot of money.
No,
if you split it,
if you spend it properly,
if you spend it properly, you can get
overcharged. Because you guys get overcharged.
Or maybe 100 mil and you add an extra 20 mil on that, so you have 120 mil. That's two good players.
Yeah.
That you can get to build up the midfield. We need a transformation. I was looking at, you know, Mark Goldbridge a couple of weeks ago and even recently. But I remember it was when in November. So sometime, I think early November, yeah. I was looking at, I remember one of the Mark Goldbridge videos where he was speaking about the fact that there's a potential Ruben Emery will get rid of Manuel Ugarte. And so you look at stuff like that where, you know, players are not performing as what the manager expects. Mm. You know, we're going to get rid of players. But I think our midfield needs to do some work there. I remember I saw a hot take where someone was saying... Lisandro Martinez would do better than Ugarte in the midfield. And I was like, I think we're getting a little bit over our heads here. But, you know, it would be nice to see a little bit of defensive reinforcement. I think our defense is becoming a little bit more solid, but it would be nice to have some speedsters that you can have. Traditional right wing backs, left wing backs.
Yes.
Get solid CDM, because I don't know how long we'll have Casemiro for. Casemiro, I'm personally impressed by his performances. I don't know about anyone else.
Yeah, I thought it would drop this season, especially with the intensity that
I think. I think, despite what anyone can say, Casemiro has a heart for the team.
He does,
and I don't care what anyone says. Yeah. That guy's a good player.
I think he does, and yeah, he has shown recently.
Yeah,
and speaking of great players, so obviously we are at the end of the year, and we wanted to just do something where we basically rank. So obviously, so basically these are the VAR show 2025 awards.
Yeah,
and we're gonna go through our starting 11s for the year, so looking at like
this is gonna be crazy.
Yeah, looking at like the year and how everything has turned out this year, we're gonna look at our starting 11s.
Of course my best player is going to be Anthony,
and then we'll do individual rankings basically. Yeah but to kick it off, let me just go in me. So yeah. My starting 11 for the year, for the entire year, is very simple and it makes sense. If you disagree, it's fine. I don't care.
Okay.
All right. So, goalkeeping, I'll give it to Donnarumma.
Okay.
Donnarumma, goalkeeping. Left back, Nuno Mendes. Center backs.
So what formation are you going with?
4-3-3.
4-3-3.
Yeah.
Let's go.
4-3-3 holding. Right. So, Nuno Mendes. Center backs, I'll give obviously Virgil van Dijk has to be there. And then I'll give Marquinhos. Right back, I'll say Hakimi.
Let's go.
No debate there.
No debate.
CDM. CDM. Obviously my Ballon d'Or winner didn't do well this season.
Yeah.
Because of due to injury. So CDM, my gosh. Weird take, Joshua Kimmich.
Okay.
Central midfield, I'll give Pedri. Pedri is definitely there.
Yeah.
And I'll give Vitinha. Yes. Vitinha. From PSG. Three forward, I'll give Mbappe central, Dembele left. Dembele right, sorry. And then left, Jeremy Doku.
You know, I'm not gonna lie. I'm contemplating going for 4-4-2 because, you know, I want
Ooh,
to 4, have 4, 2. Two
you wanna have a crazy.
But that one is looking a bit tricky. But let's go and then we'll see how we.
Haaland over Mbappe was difficult. I won't lie.
Yeah.
But I think for the way that my team is playing, probably because Dembele is not gonna cross.
Yeah. So this is my top. You know, my stardom starts.
Ooh, wait! I might do a Kane switch.
Harry Kane. Look. That's a good option.
It's going to work better for my wingers. They're going to score more goals. All right. Kane in front.
So this is my setting, right? Goalkeeper. Just because of how he's impressed me. I'm not trying to be biased and I'm not saying he's better than all the other goalkeepers. But because he's impressed me, Sen Lammens.
Lammens, yeah.
Yes. So I'm going to have Sen Lammens there. So only strictly because I'm impressed with him.
Yeah.
Left back, no debate, Nuno Mendes. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think who I'm going to place as my center back. Van Dijk would have won a spot here, but
Recently, rough start.
It's a rough start. But, I'm going to put, in my defense, I'm going to put, yo, this is tricky, bro.
No, this is tricky. Like, you literally have to pick quick, because if you think too hard,
it's over. Who do I put in my defense? So, in my defense, I'll take a gamble and put Ronald Araujo. Center back. Second center back, I'll put Matthijs de Ligt. I think it would have been illegal for me to not put that guy there. He's outperforming everyone, everything, you know, it's underrated.
He's consistent,
you know. I'll put Matthijs de Ligt. So I've got Nuno Mendes, Matthijs de Ligt, Ronald Araujo on right back. I'm trying not to go Hakimi. I'll go Hakimi. And then, how do I want my midfield to look like? I'm going to play a defensive midfield. Casemiro at CDM. And then at both front, center mid positions, I will have... Ooh, I'm thinking too much. Yo, this is tough. Who will I place there?
Tough decisions.
Okay, so CDM... I've placed Casemiro there. I'll put Luka Modric on one of my CDM positions. And then Scott McTominay.
Oh, damn. Scott McSauce.
CDM, Casemiro, CM, Modric. And on the other side, I'll have Scott McSauce. Mm-hmm. And then my front three, because I'm normally going with the front two. My front three. I'll have Erling Haaland in the center. I'll have Marcus Rashford on the left.
Let's go.
And then on the right, who's impressed me this season? Definitely not Lamine Yamal. On the right, I am going to place Brian Mbeumo.
Woo! Hot squad. Damn, hot squad.
So I'm out to kill.
No. you are not playing.
Bro.
A squad with hunger and something to prove. Hectic stuff. So post your own squad as well. Let us know if your squad is proper and can defeat our squads.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to next year, which is obviously next week.
Next week.
And we're gonna be back with some hot transfer news. Obviously,
of course, it's
the time to zoom into our boy Fabrizio Romano. He's getting back up now. He's rested enough.
Yeah, he's rested enough.
So you know he'll be losing sleep. He'll be posting every single day. So watch out for that too. But for the year, right, it's been a great year, but we're going to wrap it up, and one more time, we're going to be signing out for this year.
Peace.
Active FM is everywhere. Go find us and click that button. Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and so much more. See all the fun posts, get involved in interesting discussions, voice your opinions, and get updates by following us on social media. Spread the word. It's that simple. Become part of the family today, because radio has never been better.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.